From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And with ogres, web-slingers, and pirates already battling for supremacy at the Cineplex, the summer movie season has clearly arrived, and there's lots still to come. Our critic, Bob Mondello, has a selective preview.
85 pictures on the way and only 72 are sequels. Okay, that's not quite true, but it does feel that way. So let's start with something that's fresh, that's new, that's unlike everything that's ever come before in the summer, except maybe Independence Day and War of the Worlds and everything that's ever come before in the summer.
We're facing war against a technological civilization far superior to our own. Our enemy can take any shape.
Transformers, that Saturday morning toy commercial masquerading as a cartoon, now transformed into an enormous-looking live-action flick with digital effects, as opposed to Fantastic Four 2, which is almost exclusively digital effects, and Live Free or Die Hard, which is almost exclusively live-action. And then there's Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which, as we all know, is almost exclusively magic.
Every great wizard in history has started out as nothing more than what we are now. If they can do it, why not us?
Harry and his wizard buddies, back for the fifth time in 7 years, will not be alone in catering to a young crowd this summer. There's also Surf's Up, about penguins who have a surfing contest in Hawaii, and Nancy Drew, Underdog, and Bratz. That's three movies, though it sort of sounds like one high-concept one. And speaking of high-concept, they don't get much higher than the one for the new Pixar picture, Ratatouille, about a French rat with a taste for the high life who dreams of someday being a chef.
I can't help myself. I like good food, okay? And good food is hard for a rat to find.
It wouldn't be so hard to find if you weren't so picky.
I don't want to eat garbage, Dad.
Kids, of course, aren't the only ones who like to laugh in the summer. There are plenty of comedies for adults, some of them sounding familiar, like Ocean's 13.
It doesn't matter if we win, as long as the casino loses.
Which means that we have to rig craps, blackjack, slots, and roulette, all in our favor.
Jeez, could you make it any more complicated?
Also in the realm of the familiar is Steve Carell in a sequel to Bruce Almighty called Evan Almighty, apparently the most expensive comedy in Hollywood history. And with Carell occupied there, the team that made 40-Year-Old Virgin turned to Seth Rogen for their new comedy about a slacker who has a one-night fling with an up-and-coming TV star. She gets, in the words of the title, knocked up.
Okay, I know we didn't plan this, but I'm on board.
Yay! Is this freaking you out that we're shopping for baby clothes?
No, I'm just pretending I'm shopping for regular clothes and I'm a giant.
That's a mainstream comedy about an unlikely couple. Romantic comedy for the indie crowd, folks who like Napoleon Dynamite, let's say, sounds a little different in a New Zealand spoof called Eagle vs. Shark.
How many boyfriends have you had?
Three. How many girlfriends have you had?
That's irrelevant.
I have two things to say. One, I'm leaving tomorrow. Two, that could change.
If they're an unlikely romantic couple, how about one where there's no romance at all? Just Adam Sandler and Kevin James playing heterosexual firemen who try to qualify for benefits by posing as husband and husband in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Your domestic partnership is being challenged by the city.
You guys have nothing to worry about because you're a legitimate gay couple, right?
Oh, yeah, we're big time fruits.
Oh, I like men. The way they smell and...
Okay.
Opening the same day is Hairspray, starring John Travolta in a dress, so that should be quite a weekend. Hairspray is based on a John Waters comedy, turned stage musical, now turned movie musical. Hairspray actually deals with a serious topic, racial segregation during the 1960s, and so does Talk to Me, a film about a popular African-American DJ of that period in Washington, D.C., a guy named Petey Green, played by Don Cheadle.
Your brother said y'all need a new DJ at that radio station. Hey, I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge.
May I help you?
Tell your boss that Petey Green's on the scene. Good evening, Washington. My guest tonight is a pimp that I wouldn't trust to wash my car, but y'all done elected him city official.
This sounds raucous, but when riots erupted after the Martin Luther King assassination, Green had the influence to help calm the streets of Washington. Another troubled but popular man of the people, especially for fans of Latin music who hark back to that era, was the king of salsa, Hector Lavoe, who's played by Mark Antony in El Cantante, the singer.
All over the world, people loved Hector, but all his faults, it just made him more like one of them. Yo soy el cantante.
Yo han venido a escuchar. Biopics are almost alarmingly common this summer. Besides Hector Lavoe and Petey Green, we'll get the life story of a French playwright in Molière, a French singer in La Vie en Rose, a Spanish painter in Goya's Ghosts, and English novelist Jane Austen in Becoming Jane, a picture filled with sense and sensibility, pride and prejudice, and lots of invented biographical details.
If you wish to practice the art of fiction, to be the equal of a masculine author,
your horizons must be widened.
Mr. Lefroy does have a reputation.
Presumably as the most disagreeable.
Miss!
Insolent, arrogant, impertinent of men.
These are all biography as entertainment, but real life will also enter the Cineplex in a more somber way in the true story of Marianne Pearl, whose journalist husband was killed in 2002 by terrorists in Pakistan. Angelina Jolie plays Pearl, and both she and the picture, A Mighty Heart, were well received last week at the Cannes Film Festival. So was Michael Moore, reliably provocative, with a new documentary called Sicko that deals with the Americans who don't have or can't get health insurance.
This is Rick.
I was ripping a piece of wood, and I grabbed it right here, and it hit a knot.
He sawed off the tops of two of his fingers.
And I just zipped, and it was that quick.
His first thought?
I don't have insurance. How much is this going to cost?
The hospital gave him a choice. Reattach the middle finger for $60,000, or do the ring finger for $12,000.
That's Michael Moore's Sicko. Other pictures that look potentially interesting include Rescue Dawn, Werner Herzog's vision of Vietnam, The Bourne Ultimatum, a third installment in an action movie franchise for grown-ups, Evening, a melodrama starring Claire Danes, Vanessa Redgrave, Meryl Streep, and Streep's real-life daughter, Mamie Gummer, and the story of a brave, heroic man who would do anything to ensure the safety of those he loves.
Time to save my family!
The Simpsons Movie.
You little, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
Homer, a voice of reason in Hollywood's silly season. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Allison McAdam, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The staff today includes Raul Moreno, Jonathan Blakely, Jonathan Baer, Andrea Hsu, Jill Morrison, Andy Lyman, Jesse Baker, Greg Dixon, and Elizabeth Tannen. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin, and I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.